Episode 1133, Hope in Tragedy.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week has been filled with blessings and much joy. Today, we're going to take a little twist and a turn. It's Confession Day, and it's more of a confession of a devastated mom. Hope in tragedy. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as the horror began, there was still hope in tragedy. The shots rang out, hearts broken. The last thing any parent should deal with, the loss of a child. Just 2 days ago, a community was faced with the unthinkable. Tears streamed down my face as I heard report after report after report. A Florida high school massacre. How can a nation so rich in opportunity and making dreams come true have such tragic incidences? It's just not right. I couldn't help but think about my babies. We're new to a community and the what if steamrolling in my mind, the unthinkable. You know, what would happen if this was in my child's school? But there is hope in tragedy. I know some of you who are listening right now are being personally affected by this tragedy and know that our hearts and prayers go out to the families, to the victims. It is not going to be an easy road. No one wishes this on their worst enemy. But God is here to love you, to comfort you, to give you peace during a time that you never thought or even dreamed that you would ever have to face. But you're facing it. But I'm here to tell you there is hope in tragedy. You don't have to run away from that hurt or that pain. In fact, God wants you to embrace Him so He can hold you stronger. But what I really want to share with you is more of my discussions with my children. You see, the morning after the incident, which was yesterday, I was actually kind of a little unsure about whether or not I should turn on the local news. Again, we're new to the community, and so we're trying to learn things, and one way in doing that is to watch the local news. So I turned it on, because school starts here very, very early. Unlike where we moved from, it was more like an 8 o'clock start, and here, the kids are starting at 7 o'clock in the morning at school, not getting on the bus, they are at school, which is wonderful if you have early bird risers, but not so wonderful if they would rather sleep in till 9 or 10 o'clock, which with high schoolers, that's what it tends to be, right? They like to sleep in more. Well, I decided to turn on the TV and listen to the conversations that were being held locally and then also when the national news teams broke in. And I made sure that I had an open conversation with my children because I didn't want them to go to school afraid. I didn't want them to go with questions in their mind. And so I just wanted them to know that I'm here. Whatever they need from me, I'm here. I'm willing to listen. And sometimes they just need to be heard. They just want to talk. So we made it through the morning and the day went on and I went to go pick up my son at high school. And he said he was reading an article regarding this horrific incident. You know, I was in the pickup line and the pickup line is a really long line. And so I was in it for probably about 10 minutes or so. And so when I finally got there, he said, Mom, I was reading this article because I had the news on in my car. And in the conversation, he shared the story of a coach who saved students' lives by shielding them. He said, Mom, it's simple. Put others first. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Put others first. He said, you know, I don't understand why we're so confused. It starts with a conversation. It starts with paying attention. It starts with listening. It starts with being present. The whole way home, which wasn't a really long drive, but there's a lot of school traffic, so we were probably in the car for another 12 minutes, 14 minutes or so. And we continued to talk about this impact, this high school massacre, this man who still honestly is a boy. We think of a 19-year-old, technically he's a man, but in his mind, he's acting childishly. He's not putting two and two together, and we're trying to reason out his actions. I'm here to tell you that we don't need to reason out his actions. He already took them. But what we need to look at right now is hope in tragedy. Where are we right now? How can we comfort those who are in pain? How can you comfort your neighbor that's right next door? How can you comfort a stranger that you meet in the grocery line? I was at the good old Walmart picking up a few odds and ends on Valentine's Day. Struck up a conversation with this sweet older woman behind me. She's not that much older, but I would guess she's probably in her upper 40s, maybe young 50s. And I told her we were new to the community and we had just a brief conversation. And she goes, I'm assuming you moved here because of a job. And I said, yes. And she asked some questions and she goes, I don't mean to pry. I just recently lost my job and I'm looking for a job. This woman in pain, needing help. I had no idea where she was sitting in her life. But in that brief moment of standing there in line, waiting for the gentleman in front of me to finish his checkout and me to get my groceries through, I figured out that this woman was hurting. She needed a job. She lived alone. In fact, she'd only been here and moved here just 2 years prior than us. She hadn't been here very long. She was just looking for hope. Put others first. We're so caught up in our own doings. We're caught up in looking at our phones. Really, is Instagram stories that important? Are the Facebook feeds that you have, half of those people that are on there, you don't even know personally. But somebody says, oh, I know somebody who knows somebody. And you're like, I accept you. What if you accept the person who's right in front of you? What if you accept your neighbor that you haven't spoken to in 3 years because you haven't taken time? The next time you take your trash out, say hello. Greet them. Don't wait for them to greet you. You might be their beacon of hope. Put others first. We can learn a lot from children. And I think what happens is we think as adults, oh, we got it all under control. We know this stuff. We've been through it. We're experienced. And I got to tell you, I am experienced. I lived a lot of different experiences. But you know what? I know there's a lot of others who have lived other experiences and they have different perspectives. And I'm telling you right now, children, do not sit here and funnel their stuff like we as adults do. They see it for what it is. And that is a beauty that we need to look at. And when my son said to me, Mom, it's simple, put others first. He said, you just need to pay attention. Pay attention. God gave us two eyes for a reason, to pay attention. He said, we need to listen. Mom, you got two ears. There's a reason why God gave you two ears, is to listen. And you got to be present. Yeah, this was my little throwing in here. Because God gave you one heart. We talk about wanting to be mindful of things. Mindfulness is being present. Did you know God is present with you every single moment? Why are you not with your child? Is that email so important that you cannot look him in the eyes when he talks to you? Is that text so important that you have to answer it right now? I mean, seriously, we're like Pavlov's dogs. We're responding to dings and dangs for no reason. Put others first. Pay attention. Listen. Be present. We can't solve the world's problems overnight, but one thing we can do is control what we do, our own actions, and our own actions start with ourselves. Put others first. Reach out to a stranger, smile, say hello. It was so sweet when I was finished with myself checking out in the grocery line there at Walmart. And the lady who I was talking to, we just kind of barely briefly finished the conversation because, you know, I was answering the other gal. And anyway, we were going back and forth, and the customer service gal behind the counter who was helping me and checking me out, she had to work on Valentine's Day. She's like, yeah, I'll be here till 11 o'clock. And we were joking. We're like, well, at least you have customers like us who can tell you happy Valentine's Day and thank you so much for serving us so graciously. And she smiled. It was the guy before me and then myself and then the sweet lady I was talking to. And we all wished her a happy Valentine's Day. She continued to tell us a story, but after I was done and I paid my bill and I was getting and gathering up my last bit of groceries, the gal that I met, and I didn't even get her name, which my heart breaks. I hope our paths cross again. But she was so sweet. She said, it was so nice to meet you. And I said, thank you so much. I said, I'll be praying that you find your job and many blessings to you. In that brief moment, hope in tragedy. And no, I'm not here to compare an incident of losing a job and an incident versus a shooting and a massacre. That's not what I'm looking at here. But what I'm telling you is that we need to look at what we can do right now in our society. People are hurting. Our children are hurting, and we are not even noticing. Yes, I'm standing on my soapbox right now because that means I'm hurting. It breaks my heart. It tears me up. And you know whose heart it breaks most of all? It's God's. The last thing he wants is his children hurting. And yet they are. They're hurting so bad. God has given you a gift. A gift to be a mentor, a parent, an auntie, a grandma, a close friend, a teacher, a coach, to a child. Don't take that gift lightly and just kind of put it in your back pocket and pull it out when you want to pay attention to it, when it works for you and kind of works in your schedule and you're thinking, oh, this is great. No, it starts now with intention. Put others first. Open up the dialogue. And I got to throw this in. Don't criticize. Our children know a lot. Listen to them. I'm not telling you that they're right. I'm not telling you that they're wrong. What I'm saying is that you're listening to them. Because that's where you get a glimmer and a glimpse into their life, what they're seeing, what they're experiencing, their hurt, their pain, their struggles. You have them too, but it is our responsibility as mentors and coaches and moms and dads, as teachers, as coaches, to come beside them and help them. This isn't a game or, you know, whether a blame game or a fault game, whatever game you want to call it, it's not. It's called life. And as my little Einstein told me, Mom, it's simple. Put others first. Maybe you're having a hard time in communication with your children. Or you're just kind of stuck in your own rut. Whatever it is, if you're hurting and you're getting that nudge, it's not coming from me. You know what I'm talking about? That nudge, like, come on, you need to be doing something. You've been thinking about it. You wake up at night, maybe in hot sweats, cold sweats even. You can't shake certain thoughts. I want to come beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you, a coaching call with me. And no, I don't take it lightly. You are a gift from God. You were created on purpose for a purpose, and I am here to serve you and to help you where you're at right now. There's no judgment here. I have done many things wrong in my life. But praise the Lord, I serve a God who loves me, who changes me, who believes in transformation. I want to help you in your journey. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I just have to say again how heartbroken I am in this horrific tragedy. But in this tragedy, there is hope. And it comes from more than a cell phone or an Instagram story. It comes from a heart that beats louder, that just wants to be heard. Hope in tragedy. God is ever present. And maybe if we begin to dig deeper into our own lives and how we're serving others and what we're doing, that can begin to shift what's happening in our nation. Don't take things for granted. Life is way too short and oh so precious. Hold your children tight. Tell the ones you love that you love them. And when you are consumed by hurt and pain, incidences and accidents that you never thought would ever happen to you, know that there's hope in tragedy and God's got you. I promise you, He's holding you up. I want to end today's confession with a prayer. A prayer for those who are hurting, a prayer for those who know others who are hurting, and especially for the families and the community of where this tragic shooting occurred. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you and we pause. We pause and take note, and we actually take a break from our social media chaos, our to-do list. We take a break from all of the stuff in our lives that seems to get in the way. Lord, and we make room for you. Lord, we open our hearts today, Lord, to feel your love and your joy. Lord, comfort those who are hurting. Wrap your arms around them. Place a hedge of protection around their heart in which they can be warmed and loved and felt needed and comforted. Lord, give them strength and endurance in this time of need. Lord, challenges present themselves. And we don't always understand what's happening. But Lord, we know that you are with us. And with every single step that we take, you are orchestrating it, Lord. We don't understand always why bad things happen. But we know that because we love you and because we have faith in you and we trust you, that all things work for good to those who love you. Lord, we know that there's redemption here. We know that there is hope in tragedy. Lord, touch these sweet broken hearts. Mend them and heal them. Bring about a peace that only you can give. It's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. This weekend, as you embark out on activities and you go to see, you know, go to events and you see things, you experience life, say a prayer, give an extra hug, pass on a compliment, share some love and joy, put others first because God put you first. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.